Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Today, every federal agency operates in an environment where budgets are tightening and the demand for services seem to be increasing. Agencies need to be more effective and more efficient with the resources they have. With more than $50 billion in business volume, the U.S. General Services Administration, GSA, with its ability to leverage the scope and scale of the federal government, is helping agencies buy smarter, reduce their real estate footprint, and develop and deploy technology more efficiently. In doing this, its Federal Acquisition Service, FAS, works to provide that support. It seeks to assist agencies to save time and money by supporting smarter purchasing platforms. What are the strategic priorities for GSA's Federal Acquisition Service? What is category management, and how does it benefit federal acquisition? How is FAS leveraging the government's buying power and saving taxpayer dollars? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our special guest, Tom Sharp, Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service within the U.S. General Services Administration. Tom, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Also joining us from IBM is Paul Kayada. Paul, welcome.
Thank you, Michael. Good to be here.
Tom, can you briefly discuss the mission and continued evolution of the U.S. General Services Administration's Federal Acquisition Service, or FAS?
Sure, I'd be delighted. Well, I mean, GSA does two things, right? Primarily two things. It's the federal government's landlord, and it's the federal government's centralized buyer, the Federal Acquisition Service. We're the only civilian agency in the federal government whose mission is, in fact, acquisition. Historically, we were split into two services, the Federal Supply Service and the Federal Technology Service. We merged those in 2007 to form the Federal Acquisition Service, FAS. Most people know FAS for the multiple award schedules and our fleet operations. We provide very, very much more than that. Travel solutions, card services, assisted acquisitions, IT product and services, transportation, et cetera. The FAS mission has always been to use FAS acquisition expertise to leverage the buying power of the federal government to support and provide efficient, effective procurement services to government agencies. Last year, I launched a future vision for FAS, which I'll be glad to talk about. Sure. if you like.
Well, I want to get a sense of the organizational footprint of your agency. Would you tell us more about the core lines of business, how you're organized at FAS, and what is your overall budget?
Okay. Well, FAS provides more than $50 billion in product and services to government agencies. We have approximately 3,000 employees across the country and a handful deployed overseas. At an enterprise level, the GSA operates through a central office and 11 regional offices. We're organized into four major portfolios, each with multiple business lines. Those portfolios are the Office of General Supplies and Services, the Office of Travel, Motor Vehicle, and Card Services, the Office of Integrated Technology Services, and the Office of Assisted Acquisition Services, better known as AAS and FedSIM. We also have three departments we call integrator offices that support the portfolios, the Office of Strategy Management, which manages new initiatives and creates and product management offices to support things such as the Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative, the Office of Customer Accounts and Research, which represents primarily the voice of the customer and outreach to customer, and the Office of Acquisition Management, which focuses on industry engagement, training, and workforce development.
So can you tell us a little bit about your duties and responsibilities as the FAS Commissioner, including how those efforts are part of GSA's overall mission?
Sure, I'd be delighted to. It's an honor to be the FAS Commissioner. I feel that way every morning coming to work. It's a very exciting time to be in federal procurement. And as the Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service, I have a front row seat. The procurement landscape is rapidly expanding, becoming much more cluttered and difficult to navigate. My job, I see my job is to ensure that FAS and the federal government is doing the best job it can to make government acquisition more effective and efficient. We can get to our future vision when you're ready. FAS is at the forefront of that change, leading the government-wide discussion around how to fix what is broken in the federal government procurement and how FAS can best serve customer agencies and get the best outcomes for the taxpayer. And I'll be glad to talk about our vision for category management and the Common Acquisition Platform and the expanded services and transformation efforts we have underway to accomplish the things I mentioned.
So regarding your roles and responsibilities, Tom, what are the, say, top challenges you face in your position, and how are you addressing those challenges?
Well, my sole responsibility and duty is to make FAS into an organization that is very focused on providing our customers, our customer agencies, what they need to fulfill their unique missions and to make the best buying decisions they can on behalf of the American people. Given that, my top challenges are those that we are seeing across government when it comes to acquisition. I think we're at very much an inflection point in federal acquisition, facing significant challenges. There's terrific contract duplication. Federal government obligated last year in procurement obligations just over $400 billion across 500 different departments and agencies. Very fragmented, and this fragmented approach leads to wasted dollars and resources. We struggle with resource allocation across government. I'm sure you've heard. We often hear a comment, there's not enough acquisition officials, procurement officials, contracting officers, generally referred to as the job series 1102. If there's not enough, I often suggest to folks that that thought should be followed by not enough to do what. And I don't think the duplication is in the taxpayers' interest. There's a lot of dark and hidden areas of procurement. No access to government-wide data, at least at the level and the depth that I think is necessary. No access to prices paid and best practices in one place that every member of the acquisition workforce can readily access. I think this needs to be developed and shared. I think we're about to see a sea change in government acquisition. I think the time has high come to do that, and I think we should take on the idea of acting as one in federal procurement on behalf of supporting these agencies so they can focus on their unique missions as opposed to duplicating contract and procurement efforts, and we can better support the taxpayer.
So among these challenges, I'm sure some were not necessarily anticipated. So to that end, could you tell us what surprised you the most since you've taken on your role?
Well, I always repeat two things. I'll be the FAS commissioner 2 years coming this February, and again, it's an honor to be in the role. When I arrived in FAS, I was really struck with the sense of family. I expected, as the incoming commissioner, to receive somewhat of a warm welcome, be treated with some level of respect. But it's a real sense of a family in FAS, which has been a nice thing. I think something we could use to benefit ourselves in the work we do on behalf of our customer agencies. But something that struck me, not necessarily the good part of that news, was I expected FAS to be recognized as the centralized buyer for the federal government. And I was open to hear advice and possibly criticism about how well that had been done. But there's not really a recognition, at least across the board, or the depth I think there should be, that FAS is that centralized buyer. So I'm very focused on positioning FAS to be that, and I'm recognizing we're going to have to earn it and prove our value every day to these customer agencies that we're here to help them save time and save money.
Tom, I'd like to learn a little bit about your leadership style and the key principles that continue to inform your efforts. Could you outline for me your key leadership principles and illustrate for us how you applied those principles during your career, and perhaps maybe tell us a little bit more about your career?
Well, sure. I've basically had two employers since college, the federal government, and as you'll be pleased to hear, IBM. I spent 10 years, give or take, with the federal government early on as a procurement contract specialist, contracting officer, supervisory contract specialist as my career progressed. I spent a 10 years at IBM. Half of that in IBM's internal purchasing organization, which during that time went from worst in class to best in class. And at the time, we got so good at procurement at IBM, created an external consultancy. So I spent 5 years helping IBM government and commercial customers improve their procurement organizations. And now I'm back in the federal government for a little more than 10 years. I spent 8 years at the Treasury Department as their senior procurement executive, and I'm here at FAST now for going on 2 years.
And your leadership style and principles that have guided you?
Well, I mean, what I try to practice is, respect for the individual, to focus on the mission. I don't like to look backwards. My thing is, let's make things better tomorrow than they are today. Perfection is a noble pursuit, but improving in the tomorrow over today is very important. When I came in the FAST, I spent some time to meet the folks, listen and learn. It was important to me not to make a lot of decisions early on. We did that. I felt it was very important to get unity of effort, so we established a FAST report card, a balanced report card, the key things we need to do to position ourselves to help our customers and get unity of effort across the 3,000 individuals in FAST. Then we proceeded to develop a three-year future vision for what FAST should be, and I think FAST should be America's buyer. And from that that vision, we've broken that down into the series of initiatives we believe will get there. And we've got the metrics to track whether those initiatives are, in fact, fulfilling it and getting us down the path to that. And off we go. We're all about positioning FAST to help government agencies save time and money in procurement. And that's what we're focused on all day, every day.
What are the strategic priorities of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service? We will ask Tom Sharp, its commissioner, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.